Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Shushan Purim. It's a good topic to talk about today after Purim, and that is the topic of cross-dressing. We all know that there is a Torah prohibition for a man to wear a woman's garments and for a woman to wear a man's garments. And so that's quite simple, and so there's not much to talk about, although it is worthwhile to note that on Purim there is a heter. The Ramah very famously allows a person to cross-dress, and so it is permissible. There are some who are not so into that nowadays for perhaps understandable reasons, but that is a halacha that people should be aware of. There is, of course, most of the other question that is worthwhile discussing, and that is that we all know that this is a subjective thing, right? It's not like there's a Torah mandated, this is what a man's clothing looks like, and this is what a woman's clothing looks like, and so therefore it all is based on the time. And so certainly back in the day, it wasn't just a prohibition to wear clothing, but it was also a prohibition to do certain things that for a man to do what a woman does, and vice versa. And so in particular, something like makeup, is a man allowed to wear makeup? And so back in the day, this was certainly prohibited, because no man in his right mind would ever be found wearing makeup. But nowadays, it's a little bit more common. Certainly, you have a man on TV or whatever, every man wears makeup. And so, again, it's not recommended for a man to go out wearing lots of makeup. But, you know, things like a touch-up or cover-up, perhaps, if one would need it for various reasons, there is what to say to allow it. And then perhaps more relevant for some other men is, what about the question of dyeing hair, right? So again, back in the day, no man would ever dye his hair. It would be beautiful. A silver fox is what they call them. So it's good to have nice gray hair, silver hair. Nowadays, there are many men who do dye their hair. And since it is something that is not just a woman would do, so therefore it is perhaps, according to some, permissible to do nowadays. But again, these are considerations to have, because it's not just about what you wear, but it's also about sort of how you treat your outward appearance. And as long as it's something that the male gender does for the men and vice versa, then it seemingly would be permissible. But if not, it could be somewhat problematic. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chanan ben Akash.